10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch
begins now.
Full of questions that old T has about this team as it heads into Philadelphia. But I was listening to Jesse do a Sports Center on ESPN Madison. The ACL tear is confirmed for Christian Watson. I know that Ian Rappaport reported that there was also other damage. So I went back because, look, the timing of this sucks on multiple levels. Certainly it sucks for the Packers, who are going against the team that allowed the fewest plays, fewest pass plays of 20 or more yards of any team in the National Football League last season, or this season, 35. And now they're going to try and go against that defense without their biggest play receiver. Now, this will segue into your question that I know you've got holstered about Jaden Reed and what has happened to him. We'll get to that coming up. But from a individual perspective, the ACL tear comes at the worst possible time for Christian Watson.
No, it could be worse. Could have been next year at this time.
Well, you speak from experience.
Yeah. So, listen, man, it sucks. There's no doubt about it, but this isn't the worst time. The worst time would be next year. This will give him an opportunity to come back and hopefully play half of the season next year on the last year of his deal and then show that he's back. And that will give him more than if you're going into free agency with a blown-out knee. So, it never is a good time. Obviously, I was unfortunate and had a couple of bad timing issues.
Yeah.
Christian, this would be a case where, hey, rehab, get back, try to get back for the second half of next season and ball out and show that you've recovered from it, and this will just be a blip on his radar.
Great correction, because you're 1,000% right and you lived it. That said, I don't think, if I remember correctly, didn't we see this play out to some degree with Robert Tonyan, ended up taking a one-year deal? And Robert Tonyan went from being like, oh my God, he's the next George Kittle,
but I wasn't sure,
to
Chris,
out of,
I mean,
the league.
If we're being honest, I mean, at this point, was Christian Watson going to get a mega deal from Green
Bay?
No,
and that's why I think it's interesting because, look, I looked up T.J. Hockenson's timeline because I remember him on that low hit by Kirby Joseph getting hurt late last season. That was on Christmas Eve. Okay. Now, he also tore the MCL, and his doctors waited until the MCL had healed to a significant degree before doing the surgery.
Yep.
So his surgery was on January 29th. Missed all of the offseason, missed all of training camp, missed the first seven games, was activated and played on November 3rd. He played 10 games this season. So that is what potentially, as you pointed out, Christian Watson can do.
Yep.
But having gone through it yourself, you know better than anyone that when you first return, you're not yourself. And especially, no disrespect to you, but you didn't run a 4.36 like
neither
he
did. You.
Well, sick burn, bro.
Wow.
You understand the point.
I do.
Your position was different.
It was.
I'm just telling you.
I want to make sure that we're all on the same page here, and it does suck. But this is a much better scenario than if this happened next year at this time,
yep,
for him.
Yep.
So a couple of things I want to say, because I know ESPN Wisconsin, we clipped some stuff up about Watson, injury prone. If you had to label it, you'd say he's injury prone. I know he played in a bunch of games. I know I was quoted yesterday, did you count on him? The fact that he got hurt a couple weeks ago made me think that it was going to be tough sledding for him to be really impactful coming back. It's unfortunate how it played out, but I just want to make sure from my perspective, I want to say Christian Watson deserves a ton of respect from Packer fans and from everybody involved because, and I thought that one of the clips was, I don't want to say it was being disrespectful, it was being honest, but I think we sometimes forget about some of the things that Christian Watson has done and what kind of teammate he's been. And the fact that he went out and played, not being 100%, because Romeo Doubs wasn't available, tells you all you need to know about Christian Watson. Sure. How he handled the Romeo Doubs situation throughout that timeline when he just whatever happened, where Romeo just didn't show up. He has shown his leadership. You know, all of that's great. It's going to come back to, can he run as fast and can he do the stuff that he needs to do to come back and play? And I hope he can, because this season, I've always been a Christian Watson fan. I think he brings – Jesse has poo-pooed him the whole time. I think he brings another level to this offense with that speed. And I'll never forget in Chicago a few years ago when he had that Randy Moss edition of his rookie season where he was scoring touchdowns at that clip. He's outrunning angles that nobody should be able to outrun in the NFL. He is a difference maker when he was healthy. But I just want to make sure Packer fans realize what this cat did and how his leadership, he elevated into that leadership role.
He did.
And was absolutely fantastic. So this sucks. There's not a doubt in my mind, and I heard LaFleur say this too, that he is going to attack this rehab. You get through this dark period where it's all doom and gloom and everybody talking about, oh, is he going to be able to come back? All that stuff's going to be a part of your rehab. But my guess is he is going to attack this. What does Jim Harbaugh always say? With the volition of something, something. He is going to attack
Great
it.
Great quote. I love that quote.
It'd be nice if you guys would chip in and help, but I'm not going
to. So just to be clear.
Yeah.
You come up with a quote you
Jim
don't
Harbaugh's
know,
quote.
And then you're irritated that
day.
We don't know
well, no,
what it is.
You poo-poo me, and then I'm
Who's
like,
"Who's
well,
got it better than us?"
It's not really the one. It's something about attacking every day with a something, something, something. It would be great. It'd be nice if you guys would chip in. I understand. I'm putting you in a tough spot, but anywho, that's what
attack
Christian wants.
Attack each day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. I appreciate you
I
helping
have
me.
Never heard that it's, from him. Ever.
It's a great quote, and it's exactly what I believe Christian Watson is going to do. So I just want to make sure.
It's not a great quote.
It's a fantastic quote.
It's a fine
Attack
quote.
Attack each day with enthusiasm, great.
Maybe you should start
Unknown
doing that.
Unknown to mankind.
Yes. Maybe. When's the last time you attacked a day with enthusiasm to mankind? When's the last time?
We are
sorry,
mankind. How can we have an enthusiasm?
To whatever.
Enthusiasm
whatever
we
his
don't
quote
know.
Was. When is the last time you enthusiastically.
We are mankind.
When you got up out of bed and said, I am going to attack this blanking day and I'm going to win. When's the last time you did that?
I attack every day with enthusiasm.
Not with enthusiasm of mankind? I don't know.
Attack most
A lot
days.
Of times you come and you're half showered. You don't even know. Like my point
my
is,
my appearance is not the same as my
I'm
mentality.
I'm just saying, you're telling me one thing. I'm telling you Christian Watson is going to attack this in a big way, and I'm excited that he is going to be able to come out of this and do it. And I wanted to make sure, because I felt like yesterday I was a little more dismissive than I wanted to portray. I didn't expect him to
did
be.
Did you get clipped out of context?
No. It was. I said what I said, and I didn't expect a ton from him moving forward because he was injured, and it was a couple weeks ago. I just want to make sure my point on Christian Watson is he is a vital part to this group. He brings a whole nother level, and I respect the blank out of him for how he handled the Dobbs situation and taking on that leadership role and sucking it up to go try to play. I respect the heck out of it, even though it's probably ended up being a bad business decision. There ain't many guys like that anymore. I think Christian Watson's a throwback. He's not a gen whatever. He is an old school cat, and I respect the heck out of him. And I have now become even a bigger fan of Christian Watson coming back and shoving it up Jesse and everybody else's face that thinks that he's not an important part to this group. That's my speech. I just attacked
you really
that, like,
attacked that with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. Beat ya.
Look, I think you're wrong about what he could have been in this game because it was a bruised knee. He was close enough for the...
Still can't believe they played him.
I went after Matt LaFleur. That's too strong. But I circled back on that because, to me, I even said, why didn't you just go with four wide? Couldn't you have just gone with four wideouts and four tight ends active? And he said there was a lot of discussion. He said that Christian Watson came to them on Friday and said, hey, if I practice today, can I be up on Sunday? And then when Romeo Dobbs was inactive, the spot opened, Matt LaFleur said. But again, if he was iffy on that, and they were only going to... I think the lesson should be, if you're considering playing a guy on limited snaps, don't do it. If that's the circumstance that you're going to play him, because that was the plan with Jair Alexander.
No, we said what happened. We wanted Jair to play against the Saints to get a little bump so he could play against the Vikings. You would have been all in if that's what would have happened.
I'm just saying it has not worked out now twice in a row when they've done that. If it's iffy, play the high side of caution, as Matt LaFleur,
now,
as
if it's
Mike
iffy,
McCarthy
you should have come
say.
Up with something a little more catchy, because iffy's an easy word to rhyme.
If it's iffy, don't be spiffy.
I don't know. I'm gonna
don't make a
you.
Decision
I'm not gonna help
in a
you.
Jiffy.
There you go. Be thorough and deliberate with your decision making. Don't be jiffy.
Unlike your old
ever
pal
seen
Cliffy.
Before.
Oh, Cliffy. Cliffy now.
Speaking of iffy, how's that Prize Picks thing going for you?
I had a tough day on Sunday, but I'm going to get back on that horse because Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. Over 10 million members and billions of dollars in award winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everybody. And it's simple. Pick more or less on at least two players. You got all this great playoff football coming. Oh, baby, am I excited. I'm going to attack that with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. And you can win up to 1,000 times your cash. 1,000 times your cash! Just watching the playoffs. Turn your sports opinions. You have an opinion. Houston stinks. Well, then go with Harbaugh and the boys from the Chargers. That's up to you. You do that. PrizePicks now offers MasterCard for quick and easy deposits into your account. PrizePicks, the best way to win that real money throughout the season. And make your picks in less than 60 seconds. Turn your sports opinions into that cash and download the app today. Use code WI. You get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, download the app. Use the code WI. You get $50 instantly after you play that first $5 lineup. Prize Picks.
Run
your
game.
Good enthusiasm. That was good. Good enthusiasm.
Unknown to mankind. We will get to some of Tausch's questions he has about the Green Bay Packers, if he remembers them. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Tausch has got some questions. How do I sound? Do I sound any different?
What, did you change mics or what?
Well, so Dennis and Plover got me, I don't want to call these what I called them off the air to Jesse, microphone covers.
What'd you call them off the air?
Well, that's something that you would put on top of something else as a protective layer.
An umbrella.
Very interesting.
That's not what I went with.
Rain jacket.
Indeed. I see that, speaking of those, I see that David Bakhtiari apparently has a new partnership with one of those companies, which I won't mention because it's not Baskin-Robbins. Be that as it may, I just wanted to know, do I sound any different? Because now I got my microphone covered up.
Not really.
Okay. Good.
Sounds the same to me.
Great. I do have questions that I need to answer from you because you apparently have questions for me. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I sent some clips over to Jesse in like a show prep type deal, but no. I mean, I'm obviously interested in a few things. How did it go yesterday with you and figuring out why the passing game stinks? Where's Jaden Reed? Those are the two big questions I think I had. I'm sure there was something else that I'm forgetting, but those are two points that I'm very intrigued by what NVIDIA is doing with all their AI chips and what that's going to look like, but I don't think I sent you that.
Whoa, Nelly!
Was that on the text?
It was not one of the
questions. I sent that to somebody else. Okay.
Hard to keep track of all of your texts that you send to people. The passing game.
I'm going to tell you this, though. The world is moving lightning quick. Lightning quick. I'm very nervous. 2025, I think people like held off. And now it's going to be like a blank storm. Like, I'm very intrigued to see how this all shakes up.
Whoa, Nelly!
AI chips. lot of stuff.
We talk about the Packers playoff game.
Yeah, I brought it up. Jason's sitting here looking like I'm crazy, but I am very intrigued.
Jaden Reed, maybe they can use AI or Gronk to figure out how to get him more involved in their offense. He did have that one downfield ball that he caught.
Great adjustment on that one.
He did, yes. He was interfered with, but he still made the catch.
Heath, great adjustment. Our boy, Crafty, great adjustment.
Crafty.
It tells me that maybe we're not throwing as many good balls because a lot of adjustments need to be made.
Well, and that is part of the issue here, right, is Jordan Love, by his own admission, has been less accurate. His completion percentage actually dropped for the season. Now, again, we can point to playing through injury and that affecting his accuracy then, but that ain't.
Let me ask you
that
this.
Ain't it now?
Since this is the Tausch Ask Wildy portion of this program, which I like, has he regressed? According to Jason J. Wildy.
No, I don't think he's regressed.
I think you're afraid of Twitter people coming
at
you.
No, because I'll say this.
Has he lived up to the expectations that you thought you were going to see from him?
I appreciate the question. He has not progressed as much
regress then?
No.
Okay.
He progressed a small amount instead of a large amount. He made great progress in the second half of last season, and it was not the leaps and bounds that I think I and many others who were putting him in the MVP conversation were anticipating. And I don't think you can just chalk it up to the knee injury in the opener or the groin injury in Jacksonville. I don't think he made as big of a jump as I expected him to, as the Packers expected him to, and most importantly, as big as he expected to. Like, if you asked Jordan Love that same question, did you regress this year? I suppose I could ask it to him at his locker tomorrow. But his response is going to be, no, I don't think I regressed, but I certainly didn't make as much progress as I wanted to this season. I've got a lot more work to do to become the quarterback I know I can be.
So let me ask you this. Okay, Jesse just had this little bar graph deal, like the stock market, right, where it's... Last year, after the Dallas game, is where he was at his pinnacle. Can we all agree on that? He was up. Let's just say like the Dow Jones five or the S&P five. Let's say six.
Until the fourth quarter in San Francisco. I'd even say.
Let's say it's at 1,000 at that point, just to make it easy. So he's up at 1,000. The little mountain looks like a mountain. Where is he at now? Is he at 1,100 because he's progressed, but not to the 1,500 that we wanted? Or is he lower than that? Is he at like 800? Do you get what I'm saying?
I do.
Can we run that? Jesse, can you put some of those graphics up on the little YouTube
site? I cannot. That's on our video stream.
I wasn't
that's,
sure if that was accessible.
That is our back end of YouTube telling us how many people are watching
at any given time. I just want to make sure you guys understand, because I think this fits what Jason was just talking about. Because I think your point, I would probably agree with, that he has not, I definitely would agree, he has not progressed to the degree. I think we thought he would be in that MVP conversation. He's been nowhere to be found on that, right? I don't know if I would say he's a top three NFC quarterback, which last year at this time I said. I did.
Look,
he's
he
not
was
there.
In fairness to him, he was playing the position as well as anyone in the league.
Last year?
At the end of the season.
100%.
So... And he this was just a wonky year that, yes, I don't think we can just say that the injuries had no role whatsoever, because that's unfair to
him. I would totally agree with you. He had to fight a lot of stuff, a lot of adversity that he had to overcome, no doubt.
But I also think that there were other components to this. There was the, hey, I got through my first year. I was pretty damn good in the second half of last season. I'm ready for more. I'm going to take more chances. I'm going to push the envelope a little bit. And sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. I think Matt LaFleur thought, okay, last year we went into the season with no clue in God's green earth what the quarterback and all these young guys he was going to be throwing to were capable of. Now we think we got a good handle on it. Let's take this offense to the next level. And I think they struggled to make the jump with the expansion of the offense and the ideas that they wanted to implement.
Okay.
I think... the injuries affected it some, but I think he just was inaccurate for other reasons as well. I think when he was dealing with the injuries, he was inaccurate. And then I think, and again, I don't have any problem asking Jordan this, because one of the great things about Jordan is that, unlike others who I have encountered during my time covering the team,
Aaron Rodgers,
he's not the only one, but he owns his shortcomings, and he owns them publicly. And so if you ask him about, he said his accuracy has been, and I quote, inconsistent this year. That's him saying that. And so why is that? I think part of it, too, and again, quarterbacks, you weren't a quarterback. I certainly wasn't. We should have brought Evan back, given his quarterbacking background. But I think they start to feel pretty good about what they're capable of, and maybe they get away from the fundamental little details that increase your accuracy that are important. And you start to throw off your back foot. You start to do things because, hey, I'm pretty good. And so you put all that together, and again, I don't think he regressed. And if you, I would love, if you believe that Jordan Love regressed, I would love to,
should we
to know
it?
Why you think that.
Should we poll it?
I'm not doing for my account, because I don't believe he did.
I don't either.
I just don't think he progressed as much as they needed him to,
he was at
as
1,000.
He was capable of, and as he should have.
Halftime of San Francisco, the pinnacle of where he is at as a Green Bay Packer quarterback. We all agree? Just got done whomping the Cowboys, played great. He's at 1,000 on the stock index. Where is he at now?
Yeah, 1050.
I like this more. Jesse, I would like this, and I don't know if you can illustrate this in poll form. If you could do a rolling poll that shows the mountain or the movement of it, that would be diabolical.
You basically just want the yodeling guy.
I do like the yodeling guy.
From Price is Right.
I don't think many Packer fans are going to say that he's anywhere close to where he was in that pinnacle of the 1,000, if he's at the 1,000. I just don't think many Packer fans are going to feel that way.
Yeah. Again, He has not...
Can someone tell me four quarters that he has played dynamite football this season? In a game.
All right, I'm going through my mental Rolodex of games in which he has been.
Arizona?
Houston and Arizona.
Houston, he stunk. No,
Houston, he
threw Houston
two
was
picks.
His worst game of the season.
Yeah.
Arizona.
Well, it wasn't his worst game of the season.
Against that defense and understanding the complexities of that game, that was the worst game for me. I know Minnesota people will say, and that's fair.
How do we grade the New Orleans game?
His fine. His highest quarterback ratings in games, which is not the end-all, be-all statistic, I understand. Miami, Seattle, Arizona.
Seattle, he played well, I thought.
Yeah. 20 of 27. Miami, he was 21 of 28. So those would appear
Miami played well. Miami, it was cold. They mailed it in by halftime.
His most accurate games. Arizona threw four touchdown passes. 22 of 32 in that game, 68.8% completion percentage. Okay. The Detroit game that they lost, I guess I had forgotten this. You know how many passes he completed in that game?
He played a dynamite second half.
He completed 12 passes.
That's it?
He was 12 of 20.
Just wait, are you talking about the one in Detroit?
Yeah, 34-31.
Oh, he only had, the possessions
were
very limited.
Not a lot of possessions,
yeah.
Indeed.
But he played really well in the second half. Did he not, or am I crazy?
No, punt, Christian Watson fumble, scored every other drive after that, I believe. So, you know, look, I don't... Is he playing right now?
So you got him at 1050 over where he was in the San Fran game last year?
Mm-hmm.
There ain't anybody going to believe that.
Look, the fourth quarter counts too, man.
I just said at halftime is the pinnacle.
Right, so if you have him, but then if you have him at 1,000 and then he goes and throws two fourth quarter picks, including a across his body, late over the middle, into triple coverage with the game on the line on first down.
Yep.
That if we're using the stock market,
but you're missing
it plunged after that.
It did, but you're missing my point. And my point is there any point throughout this season you felt better about Jordan Love than you did at halftime of the San Francisco playoff game?
Yeah, I thought during that run of
I don't think
Miami,
many Packer fans will. I don't. Uh-huh. I don't think Packer fans are feeling, boy, he is back to where he was. Like, because he had the interception streak throughout the beginning of the season.
Right.
Careless with the football, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I think he steady eddied it, but there was never any, like, real, you know, people, oh, he's not taking enough chances. Blah, blah, blah. And against some of these teams, like, well, what are we doing? You don't need to. You gotta manage games. Understand what you need to do to win. Josh Jacobs running the football. But I don't think anybody's going to sit here and say, where he was last year at that point, all of us were like, holy cats, did we hit the blanking jackpot with this kid. I don't know if people are saying that right now.
I think when he's strung together the 49ers, Dolphins, Lions, Seahawks, New Orleans games. I mean, think about when they shut out New Orleans. That was 2 weeks ago. And we were talking about them in such a different manner than we are now after Vikings and Bears. Like, we said that, hey, it's the Saints and they stink and whatever else. But, man, he had put together five straight games of a 100 passer rating. He still hasn't thrown a pick since the Bears game in Chicago. So I think the way we feel today and the way we feel about how he's played the last 2 weeks has now influenced how we view his season.
For sure.
As it should.
But
during that time, I was saying he's playing like he was down the stretch last season.
I don't know if I ever felt that way. Mm. I felt like he was...
The numbers were almost exactly the same.
He was not from the last eight games. And I will say this, and somebody put this up on Twitter yesterday as a great reminder. We all have these like rosy, glorious recollections of what Jordan was in that last eight-game stretch because he was awesome. And the playoffs obviously amplify that.
I know what you're going to say. I did not forget the games you're about to mention.
Well, mention them then. Because that's exactly what I was going to say.
I didn't forget that
Tommy DeVito. They
got beat by Tommy DeVito.
And Baker.
And Baker Mayfield had a 158.3 passer rating at Lambeau Field.
What we have to continue to remind ourselves of is this is his second year as a starting quarterback. This isn't insta success. There is, some would say, growth is not linear.
Right, but when I was saying that last year, we were getting pushback, right, after the season about how, remember I said, now defensive coordinators are going to have 19 games of film on him to figure out better ways to defend him. Like, I'm not surprised that he didn't make the big jump that we all wanted him to, but we were crowning him prematurely.
Potentially. I think we can probably say that. I just saw what he did for the majority of the back half of last season, and to step up in the playoffs and play like he did was awesome. And that was what I was hoping we would just see more and then more. I want, when you have a stock, you don't want it just to stay flat. At best, he's been flat this year. At best. In a year where there needed to be growth. But again, he has an opportunity to continue to grow. This isn't going to be, there's going to be dips and valleys with being a quarterback in the NFL. A lot of times now, especially with the amplified media and the way we analyze everything, you're not allowed to do that. And if you notice, Sam Darnold has been able to do it. Baker Mayfield, there's been plenty of guys that have been kind of cast away with the dip.
Uh-huh.
But then they bounce back. And do you reap the benefits of that? Some teams are. And then you have the Cleveland Browns, and you have some of these other teams that are just like, well, it didn't work. Let's go. And then you end up with a quarterback paying him a bonko, a load of dollars, and he re-tears his Achilles out, and again, blah, 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 blah.
There were about six different voices Tausch said used during that back and forth. He used that kind of whispering voice. Blah, 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 blah. I'll just use one voice and tell you Grubelov's is one call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. David and his team, they're the best, and you don't pay a cent until they win your case. More importantly, they know how to get things done. They've got over 35 years of experience. So make the call. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices. We'll get to more of Tausch's questions and voices next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Then you tell me I'm a wreck. You say that I'm a mess. How could you expect anything less?
So if we're asking questions, and we'll get to some of the questions I asked Matt LaFleur, because I think it ties into why their passing game hasn't been productive. But I don't have any explanations for the Jaden Reed lack of impact. I mean, if you remember, our buddy Rob Domofsky, who joins us every Friday, was talking early in the year about the idea of him being a 100-catch guy. Jaden Reed finished with 55 catches.
Who led the team?
He did.
55 was the winning number, huh?
Your Packers' leading receivers.
That's what I was hoping for. God, you're good, Jason. You're attacking this with unbridled enthusiasm.
Unknown to mankind. Jaden Reed, 55 catches, 857 yards, 6 tutters.
Okay.
Tucker Kraft, 50 receptions, 707 yards.
Can I just say this? Tucker
seven
Kraft,
touchdowns.
Big progression.
No doubt.
Jaden Reed, regress. We could do a progress regress game.
You want to play that next?
That could be fun.
Let's play that.
If Hunter's here, we could do a blind progress regress.
Oh,
so that would be cray cray, though, right?
So
total craze.
So I came across something that made me think of Hunter last night. I don't know.
Ford autobiography.
So Gerald Ford bobblehead.
Oh, you have to get that.
I've put in a bid.
I'm telling you, that is a era in our country's history we should read more about. Telling you, that little era. Let's go.
Well, we won't do that next. Instead, we will do progress, regress.
Well, can you continue to go down? Because I'm actually fascinated where Josh Jacobs is on that list. I'm guessing he's... Where is he at?
Well, wait. Are we doing this next? Or
we're not progress and regress. I just want to know where we're at receptions. So Jaden Reed, one. I got to say, Dobbs has got to be three.
All right. So here are, in order of receiving yards, it is Reed, Kraft, Watson, Dobbs, Wicks, Jacobs, and then nobody else is even over 100 yards.
Did this receiving core live up to the expectations we had for it?
That can be part of progress or regress. Your receptions.
I don't think
Reed
did.
55.
And our offense has been. Where are we ranked off? Okay, I don't mean to ask 1,000 questions. Continue.
You go from never asking questions to asking like 50 of them in one breath.
Reaching the quota now.
55 for Reed, 50 for Kraft, 46 for Dobbs, 39 for Wicks, which I think is what he had last year.
39 for Wicks? I would have never gotten that.
36 for Jacobs, 29 for Watson. And then Chris Brooks, 11, Emmanuel Wilson, 11, Malik Heath, 10, Bo Melton, 8,
Musgrave.
Luke Musgrave, 7, Chipotle Ben Sims, 4, Marshawn Lloyd, 1, John Fitzpatrick, 1.
Fitzy.
Fascinating.
We'll do a little progress or regress next. It's Will D'Atouche.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin Sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN.
I don't want to know what it's like when you're gone. I don't want to move on. I don't want to know what it's like when you're gone for good. You're slipping through my fingertips a little bit.
So here's what we're going to do, if you don't mind. We'll do offensive.
Do you think Jaden Reed's happy with how the season went for himself?
I don't.
Question quota.
Too many questions?
No, I love it. Hey, thanks. I appreciate you doing this.
So which wideout do you feel like is the happiest with how the season went?
I don't think any of them are.
It's almost like that ensemble cast. They didn't have a swimmer. They needed a swimmer to come in and say, we're all going to get paid the same. We're all going to do this. We're going to do this together. And that's just not how the world works.
Did we know that Schwimmer was the guy that did that?
He did. Yeah,
he's
I do know
the glue guy. Yeah.
He was the biggest star coming into that, this show. And he probably left being...
No.
Yes.
No, Matthew Perry was...
No, Schwimmer was like a star on Chicago's Broadway. Like, he was the guy. He started the whole deal. He was the linchpin to getting this whole show going.
All right. He had not been on television as extensively as some others had been, however.
What? Courtney Cox was a bit player in Seinfeld? And you're thinking that's bigger than, like, being a Broadway star? I don't know.
All right. Well,
David Schwimmer, and probably smartly, understanding that Jennifer Aniston is going to be a monster star, said, all right, the six of us, we need to be unified here. So we're all making the same cash. And next thing you know, Schwimmer's, whoop, Jennifer Aniston's up here, and they're making the same money. Schwimmer's looking like a genius.
Has Schwimmer progressed or regressed in Friends?
He was just on GMA this morning, because that's what we watch in our house.
He was okay, I think. I think he's had a nice career.
Very good band of brothers, by the way.
Fat checks those cats still make.
boy. The Green Bay Packers finished the NFL season 8th in scoring offense. They finished 5th in total offense. Did the offense as a whole progress or regress?
I'll say this. I think the offense progressed.
Because Josh Jacobs
was a dog. And the running game was a dog. Mm-hmm. And the passing game has been, for all of the stuff they've had to deal with, the passing game has been pretty good. It's
12th in passing.
Again, you're palming it, and it hasn't looked great the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So that is where our mindset is at. But I don't think the passing game, I wouldn't say... It's definitely not as good as it was last year at the end of the season.
They finished 10th in red zone percentage after being 29th at that one point about midway through the season. Mm-hmm. So they got that fixed. They were tied for...
That's why this whole Matt LaFleur hot seat fire, like, stats do matter. This group is... Like, Matt LaFleur is a good football coach.
Hmm?
Is he a little over-emotional for me? Yeah, he is.
Clearly.
But...
For you.
When it comes to this stuff, like the numbers this year, and I don't even know. We'll probably get to the defensive numbers tomorrow because we're running out of time.
That's what I was trying to do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That has been dynamite from Jeff Hafley. The DVOA, whatever that means, DVOA, is lightning better than what it was last year.
I believe Rob Domofsky created what became a shirt for the Football Outsiders. Dorks Only Value Analytics is what DVOA stands for.
It's much better than what it was. So the running game definitely progressed from last year.
Okay.
The passing game.
So Jordan Love, flatline, minor progression. Many people will say regression.
Yes.
That's what we agree on?
I think that's a fair assessment. Right. Jesse, what do you think? Is he regressed or progressed?
Slight regress, I'd agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't say regress.
That was not one of the choices, but you're allowed to do whatever you want.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Jaden Reed, regress.
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 Tucker Kraft.
Big progress.
Big. Biggest of the bunch. Yeah.
Yes.
Romeo Doubs.
Oh, yeah, I'm regress.
About what I expected, honestly.
Yeah.
He's no Alan Lazard.
No, he kind of is.
Dontavion Wicks.
Progress.
Yeah, I would agree.
Even though he had drops.
The drops were an issue.
A lot of drops.
I can't believe he had 39 catches. That's shocking to me.
You thought he had more or you thought he had less?
When did he get 39 catches?
I don't know. He's a sleepy catcher.
He's been steady Eddie for the last like 7 games. Quiet production is what got you. Because it was not a bunch of big plays that drew your attention. Christian Watson. He progressed.
I think he progressed.
Yeah.
Jesse?
Progressed, but somehow ended up in the same result as I would expect from him.
Injury, not great. Last two on the offensive side of the ball. Bo Melton.
Flat.
Regress.
Caught 8 balls.
Thought he would be
not
bad.
A lot of
playoff guy. I'm going to wait. I'm going to hold off.
He saves it for the divisional round.
Yeah.
PB.
And then, obviously, Luke Musgrave with the injury.
Big regress.
Big regress.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been lapped by Tucker Kraft.
And Chipotle Ben.
Can you not say Chipotle?
Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Why are we giving Chipotle? Like, what are we doing?
It's here? Chipotle.
You're a Chipotle.
Thanks for saying it right.
Good one. The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.